It's time again for an update on the status of both leaf rust and stripe rust in wheat. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. The good news is that I have not found leaf rust or stripe rust in the wheat plots in Cheyenne, Sherman, or Wallace counties, or in the farmers' fields that I've scouted over the last week. Now, the closest rust that's been found to us has been in Logan County, south of Oakley. It was stripe rust found in the bird variety, and it was pretty low in the canopy and pretty difficult to find. Now, stripe rust being found in the bird variety is important because that's a very susceptible wheat variety. In the wheat plots, I generally target and spend most of my time in varieties that are known to be susceptible, especially susceptible to stripe rust. The varieties that I tend to target include Bird, Avery, and Denali. Normally, I encourage you to check the level of your wheat variety susceptibility in our wheat disease ratings publication. However, this year there seems to be a bit of a shift in the stripe rust susceptibility ratings. Preliminary reports indicate that SY Monument, Larry, LCS Chrome, and AG Icon varieties are all showing signs of greater susceptibility this year than in the past. Also, WB Grainfield, which had an intermediate reaction to stripe rust last year, appears to be developing more disease than what we really expected. In addition, our flag leaves are out. In a few of the most advanced fields, you can also find beards poking out of the boot or heads beginning to emerge. Now's the time that we usually talk about applying a fungicide for both stripe rust or leaf rust. However, since we're not yet finding any rust pustules, we're in a bit of a wait-and-see period. We're watching to the south since those rust pustules move on the wind currents from that southerly direction. I visited with Eric DeWolf, our K-State wheat pathologist, to ask about the likelihood of infections of rust in our area. He commented that the weather and the 10-day forecast will be very influential on possible infections. Rust infections really like wet and humid conditions, much like our weather 2 weeks ago and what's predicted for early this week. In general, it takes between 2 and 3 weeks from the point of infection until we see a rust pustule on the leaf surface. So all in all, we're in a period of waiting to see if stripe rust or leaf rust pustules appear. I think it's very important to remain vigilant in scouting for these rust diseases. I will continue to look through the wheat plots every 2 to 3 days and let you know what I find. If you have any questions on your wheat, please let me know. Also, if you find leaf rust or stripe rust or something that you're unsure about, grab a picture and a wheat sample. Send it to me or drop it off at the Extension office and we'll get it identified. You can get a hold of me at the K-State Extension office in Goodland, Sharon Springs, or St. Francis, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.